Unions are important to people because of being able to make a decent living, obviously. But it also lets you live with more dignity and self-respect and less day-to-day stress on the job. And if I can, I just want to tell you a story about a conversation that I once had with somebody who was very high up in a Fortune 500 company, not the CEO, but one of the top few people. He told me that he and all his friends talked about putting aside what they called screw you money. And what screw you money was for them was enough money to live for a year and to support their families for a year in case they got in an argument with their boss, who was the CEO, and had to say something that would result in their being fired. They all put aside the money. They all put aside a year's worth of money. None of them ever used it. But it changed how they felt every day walking into work, knowing that if they had to get into a fight that would result in them being fired, they would be okay, and they'd have enough to live on until they could find another job. It let them walk into work, with their back erect instead of stooped over, feeling like they had to take every little indignity that might come their way. So what struck me so much is I think if these guys who are at the top of the economy, who are among the most marketable, high-earning people in the country, if they feel like they need that, then how much more is that true for a normal working person? And for a normal person who has no chance of ever putting aside enough money to live on for a year without working, the closest thing to screw you money that anybody gets is a union contract that says you can't be fired because your boss doesn't like the smirk on your face or the color of your shirt or something else arbitrary. I think that gives people something aside from the money and the benefits that changes what your daily life is like that is also extremely valuable.